For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear so many fine things happening in the excellent city of Delaware, Ohio. Welcome to the Delaware City Digest with your hosts, Lee Yoakam and Bob Hoganson.
Evidently, Perry Mason's going to make Raymond Burr going to be around here pretty soon.
You're doing okay with these.
Della, let's see if we can get a report on that. These kids these days.
They have no idea. I know.
And then his assistant, the dude dressed to the nines.
The guy, I can't remember. Yeah. It's almost out of my realm, too.
I know.
I saw some reruns.
MTV. Me TV. Not MTV kids. Me TV. So anyway, hey, happy Friday, everybody. Bob, happy Friday.
Great to get on the conversation for something this century. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Anyways, how is everybody today?
Oh, it's so gay and light in here. Yes. Happy First Friday, ladies. It is First Friday, City Digest Friday. So Caroline and Courtney are in. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you for having us again.
Yes. So big doings going on downtown tonight.
Yes.
Don't just nod your head on the radio.
I had to get over to the microphone. It is a packed First Friday this week.
It is.
It's going to be a great one. No rain.
No rain.
That's no fine. Rain.
Yeah. Good. No, it's going to be fun. It's game night, right? Is it game night, correct?
Yes, it's game night.
Yes. And we're going to hear all about that. All the doings downtown for First Friday. So another fun event and fun times down there. So can't wait to do that. Bob, how was your week?
It's been good, man. It's finally warming up. Thank you very much, sunshine. It's been nice. Maybe a little rain today, but that's okay. The pool is now open. The golf course is open. It's looking good out there. So, yeah, it's a good time to be in the city of Delaware in the summertime.
Yep, it was good. Finally warmed up this week, so feels like summer. So that's a good thing.
And obviously, June's first Friday is tonight, so we always love First Fridays, especially in the summertime.
Swinging into the meat of First Friday season here. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Lots to look forward to. The July 4th parade and fireworks coming up, obviously, on anybody? July 4th?
Yeah.
It's great. So, yeah. It's a lot to look forward to. Lots of fun stuff.
It's on July 4th this year?
It's on July 4th this year. Wow. No, it's a thing.
It's different, right?
It's a thing.
Oh, okay.
It's been a thing for a while. Yeah. But, yeah. I'll be downtown tonight. Having some dinner.
All right, First Friday, we got lots to cover, but before we do that, Mark.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. Get a little news. The news wouldn't be the news without the news. Let me tell you, I got some
news for you. Americans heard the news and went wild.
All right, for your calendar, this is also something important.
Well, there's one thing.
There's one thing. Thanks, Lee and Mark and Courtney and Caroline. Here is your Delaware Daily News for Friday, June 6, 2025, which happens to be, Lee, the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Of course, June 6, 1944 was when the Allied invasion on the coast of France would lay the foundation for the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. So it's always good to remember that. By the way, Bedford, Virginia is where the National D-Day Memorial is. I've been there many times. I used to live in the area. Beautiful place. Really cool. Anyways, there's your history lesson for today. So now back to local news. Well, Lee, let's be honest. City budgets don't usually make headlines, but here's one worth celebrating.
They do if they're bad, and that's not what we're celebrating here.
No, we're celebrating something good. The city of Delaware has just earned national recognition for doing budgeting the right way. The Government Finance Officers Association, I know Lee's been a member for a long time, has awarded Delaware the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award, a major honor in the world of public finance. This award highlights our city's commitment to transparency, accountability, and smart financial planning. To earn it, Delaware's budget had to meet tough national standards. The credit goes to the city's budget management and procurement team, led by, of course, our friend Alicia Ballone, and supported by city council and staff. Their behind-the-scenes work may not always be visible, but it's making a real impact in putting Delaware on the map for excellence in local governments. The city of Delaware is gearing up for another unforgettable Independence Day celebration, Mark, on Friday, July 4th, complete with a parade, an outdoor concert, and a fireworks finale launching around 10 p.m. This beloved tradition wouldn't be possible without the generous support of our community sponsors. A big thank you goes out to Byers Auto Group, Meijer and Ohio Health as our primary sponsors. We also want to recognize Addison Properties, Jegs Automotive, the Delaware Eagles and Auxiliary, CT Consultants, Burgess and Nyepel, Holowicki McDonald's, and First Commonwealth Bank for their support each year. Each year, the city, led by one Lee Yoakum, raises $25,000 to help fund the fireworks display, while city staff work behind the scenes to ensure a safe and festive experience for everyone. Mark your calendars and get ready to celebrate America's birthday, Mark, on July 4th.
July 4th this year.
So the schedule for that day goes like this. There's a parade on the 4th at 11 a.m. The Central Ohio Symphony Concert starts at 7:30. And, of course, the City of Delaware fireworks launch at 10 p.m. Lee, I think there may still be some signups available for the parade if you want to be in it. Is that true?
That's right, Bob, and I'm glad you asked. The parade is July 4th, and Friends of the Citizens for the 4th is again organizing that. They do a great job. We met with them this week. There are still openings for organizations that like to participate in the parade. A couple of items. It leaves from the fairgrounds main gate. And then the ending this year, if you are a parade participant, will be on South Henry Street off of Wilmer. So you'll turn from Sandusky onto Wilmer, and then from Wilmer go down South Henry Street. And if you were a participant in the Main Street Christmas Parade, you'll know this route. It's the same dispersal plan that was in place for that that worked very well, thanks to the two ladies with us today. So a little bit of info there on your July 4th parade.
Awesome stuff. Okay, wanted to mention real quick. Memberships are still available, as well as daily rates to enter the Jack Florence Swimming Pool Complex. But what if you want to get your little ones swim lessons? Well, the City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Department is making a splash. You guys get that? This summer with the return of its popular Learn to Swim program. Designed for young swimmers of all levels, the program offers three sessions at Jack Florence Pool.
The current session is already going,
but the session number two is scheduled for July, and the other last third session is also scheduled for the end of July. These sessions are in the morning. Registration is currently open. Parents are encouraged to sign up online to secure a spot for their child and help build water confidence and swimming skills in a fun, supportive environment. You can go to the City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Facebook page for more details on that. Also wanted to mention, how cool is this tonight? Visit the historic 1878 jail from 6 to 8 p.m. During First Friday, the historic jail and sheriff's residence will be open to the public for docent-led tours. You can learn about jailbreaks and fires and a look inside the cells where prisoners lived and see the sheriff's living quarters. Hey, that's pretty cool. I've never been there. Anybody been there?
I've been there.
Is it cool?
It's really cool.
Okay.
Check it out.
She says so. It's good.
No one ever escaped from that rock either.
Well, Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery got back into it.
Right.
They got into
there,
it.
There was a takeover, but previous to that, there was a rumored escape, but they never found anything except for life preservers.
And paper mache heads with fake hair on it. And finally, what we are all here for, the First Ladies of First Friday visiting with us in studio, Courtney Hendershot and Caroline Pusateri, are with Main Street Delaware, which of course hosts First Friday every first Friday of the month. Tonight's theme downtown is game night. There will be board games, yard games, not boring games, but board games. You won't be bored. You'll have fun. As well as Mr. Game Room Video Truck. Don't know what that is, but excited to learn about that. There will be free yoga class in the middle of Sandusky Street. Of course, the roads will be closed downtown. Dora will be flowing. So come on out tonight. Enjoy all downtown Delaware has to offer. We're going to talk all about that right after the break. Lee, back to you.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to my Citizens Academy as well. They will be graduating at Monday's council meeting just prior to that at 6:30. And great class this year. There'll be 13 graduates. They over 4 months. Accumulated 23 hours of class time with city departments and key city personnel and leaders. And I really want to thank them for their commitment and their interest in the City of Delaware, not only for this class, but potentially down the road. So hats off to my Citizens Academy class. Great job, all. Can't wait to see you on Monday night. So, hey, we'll take a break. Bob will come back. We're going to talk First Friday in Delaware, all that and more after these messages. Thanks, Mark. I think your forecast is spot on, partner. I have been Of course, I'm a weather expert, like we all are. You know, when we're not traffic engineers, weather experts.
Right.
Anyway, I think we'll be okay.
Traffic flow engineers. I got a few thoughts on traffic flow.
Oh yeah, got all that. I get all the we get all the opinions we need on that. But anyway, no, I think we'll be in good shape. And
Pennsylvania Avenue expert.
So yeah, right. Anyway, but hey, we have First Friday with us tonight, and they're in the studio, Caroline and Courtney. Courtney Hendershot and Caroline Pusateri for Main Street, Delaware. Ladies, welcome back to the Digest for another First Friday, and this one is game night. And I can't wait to hear what all is going to go on for game night. So take it away, Courtney.
Yeah, we're really excited for June's First Friday. Like Lee said, it's game night, so you can head downtown at 6 p.m., and we'll have a variety of board games and yard games from different businesses to vendors that we'll have in the streets. Like Bob said earlier, you can attend a free yoga class by Go Yoga. It's their Flow Into Summer class, and it'll be at 6:30. All you need to do is bring your mat to the intersection of Winter and Sandusky Street and enjoy a 30-minute yoga class.
Hmm. Okay.
Stretch it out, man.
We also have Mr. Game Room, which is a video game truck and trailer situation. So I don't know exactly what to expect. I've never been inside of one of these.
Expand your vocabulary here, Caroline. Come on. So the setup is
it's a truck with a trailer attached, okay. And you can go inside, and there's multiple different TVs and gaming consoles, and cool. You can have a great fun time playing some of your favorite video games. So
be full
we're
of
really
kids
excited
playing
for
Minecraft
that.
Mario Kart. Fortnite.
You never know.
Mario Kart.
I don't know what's in there, but
Mario Kart.
No.
No, it's just Mario Kart. Right. Super Mario.
He knows
his
about
own thing.
He knows about Perry Mason, so you need to give him a break for that.
Mark, I need your help here.
No, we're super grateful to have that, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without the sponsors that are sponsoring that Mr. Game Room. So we have First Federal Community Bank, Heritage Clinic of Chiropractic, The Modern Maid, and Rise Fitness. They were able to help us bring that video game truck out for this First Friday.
So as we do every First Friday, let's for those maybe not familiar with First Friday that have never been to downtown Delaware, you're not going to want to miss this, but we kick it off 6 to 9 p.m. is the official time. Streets in the city of Delaware will start closing about 4 p.m., and this would be Sandusky Street between Spring and William, and then from William North to Central. So the activity will be on Sandusky, 6 to 9 p.m. The streets are open. You can walk in the streets and have fun and do all that. You can take advantage of the Dora and sip and stroll and shop and eat. And on the street, along with game night, will be dozens of vendors again, right?
Yeah, so every First Friday, we line the street with vendors. A lot of these vendors are local to Delaware, but we also have some that come from Columbus. You can find anything from roofing companies to some goods. Like we have some people that come that have candles and earrings. You can find a little bit of anything there. So we highly suggest you come out, grab dinner downtown, grab a Dora, stroll around. A lot of these vendors tonight will have games too, and maybe you can walk away with the prize.
So it's game night again. It's the First Friday theme tonight. And every First Friday each month has a specific theme, game night tonight. And you mentioned that the businesses will also, some will be taking advantage of this with various board games or activities outside. And how does that all come together? I mean, are you going around and saying, you know, get the cornholes out or what? I mean, what kind of planning goes into a First Friday?
Yeah, so luckily we have a great events committee that help us plan all of our First Friday events. And so that committee meets once a month, and we kind of go over how we want to execute these different themes. And then we communicate with our businesses and vendors via email and see if they want to participate and, see if they want to bring their spin the wheel game or Plinko or, like you said, cornhole. I think have some mini golf happening tonight, some giant Jenga and other yard games like that. So, yeah, everybody kind of pitches in and works together to create the experience.
Will there be any jarts at all out?
Darts?
Jarts.
Jarts?
The ones that...
Mark, you want to help me out?
Put a hole through your foot?
Yeah. Come on. Remember those big...
Oh, that's right.
Human killing darts.
You throw it in the ring.
Yeah. You throw at each other.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to have any of those tonight, unfortunately.
Now they put like beanbag ends onto those things because they're so deadly. But beyond the illegal yard games that we don't play anymore, you know, obviously we talked about First Friday, but Main Street does. We've talked about this. I like to promote you guys about all the other stuff you guys do as well. So tonight, after First Friday, you can roll right back downtown for Farmers Market tomorrow. Talk about how Farmers Market's going this season so far.
Yeah, so this will be our third week into Farmers Market. You can head downtown. We have it set up on the east side of Sandusky Street. It starts at 9 in the morning and goes till noon. You can come down, get fresh produce. You can find really great baked good items. Also, a lot of great like plants and candles. So there's something for everyone at our market. So I would highly suggest that after First Friday, you make a point to come grab breakfast and then stroll our amazing farmers market.
Main Street's goal is to bring energy to downtown through events, support the businesses, bring people to buy products and visit stores and eat at restaurants and all that.
Buy products?
Buy things?
B-U-Y.
Yeah. Oh,
buy.
Okay. Follow along.
Products.
Follow along.
But know where you were going.
One of the things that you have just started to promote with is these new wayfinding signs. Talk about that and what people can expect to come downtown if they haven't been downtown for a couple weeks.
Yeah, so Main Street Delaware was very fortunate to receive a grant from the County Commissioner's Enhancement, Community Enhancement Grant last year, and it was matched by the City of Delaware. And with that, we were able to buy two wayfinding signs for the downtown. So one is on the corner by Amato's, and the other is in front of PNC Bank. Out of these, there are 64 signs, and we have 63 of them filled with downtown businesses. So on these signs, it talks about, or it has the business's location with their address, and then if you're looking at it, it has an arrow of which way you should go. And these are just huge for our downtown to let people know all of the amazing eateries and retail establishments that we have and services. And we're very fortunate for our partnership with the commissioners in the City of Delaware to allow us to have these in the downtown.
It shows the investment that you guys have made and helped to promote the businesses and their investments. I know there's other places coming in, opening up. I know there's a ribbon cutting today for a new restaurant, bar. I guess it's more of a bar than a restaurant. Talk about that, Courtney, or Carolyn, rather.
Yeah, so we actually have two ribbon cuttings today. The first one that Bob was referring to is a new bar. It's the Leisure Club, and their address is 1 West Winter Street, and it's downstairs. So it's kind of like speakeasy vibes. It's really, really cool. They had their soft opening last Friday. We went to that, and it was so fun. So that ribbon cutting is at 2:00 today, and then they'll be open this evening during First Friday. And then the Mill on Flax, which is a new apartment and like residence over on the east side, they have their grand opening today too, from 2 to 5 with their ribbon cutting at 3. So stop by, and they're going to have a bunch of stuff going on, food trucks, vendors, stuff like that over there. They're doing like a First Friday pre-party, so should be fun.
Yeah, the wayfinding, the business identifying signs, you know, you could always, you know, when you're out walking around and it was, Ohio Wesleyan graduation weekend or some alumni weekend, for instance, and you'd see people walking and you knew they were, you know, you didn't want to be that insurance guy, progressive guy that's like, hey, I can help you get there. But I knew they were looking probably for a restaurant and is it down here? And these are going to be so helpful with just finding what's on each block.
Yeah, we worked really hard with Waterford Signs, who made them for us, and we got them installed just the night before the Arts Festival. So that was a great weekend to debut those. And we at Main Street have a downtown walking map, so it shows all the businesses for that. So these pair very nicely with that walking map to, again, just really highlight all of the great opportunities that we have in the downtown.
Yeah, it's one thing to get people to downtown. It's another to get them around downtown to where they can find what they're looking for. So, hey, it is a First Friday. We're talking with Courtney Hendershot and Caroline Pusateri with Main Street. It's game night downtown tonight, 6 to 9 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And if you are headed downtown, there are various ways to get here. There is you can find parking around the edges, as we call it. But also, if you'd like to take advantage of our public transportation, that's an option as well, correct?
Yes, of course. So Delaware County Transit has been really generous to extend their flex hours for our events. So you can call their flex bus to come pick you up right at your door, drop you off right downtown until 10 p.m. So you can get to and from First Friday. I also wanted to mention that we have the Momentum Refresh van at our First Fridays this year. And that is kind of the nation's first fully accessible and universally designed mobile restroom. It features a wheelchair lift, adjustable grab bars, a ceiling hoist, and height adjustable sink and adult changing table. And so we were really excited to be able to host that and just open up our events for more people to be able to come.
Make downtown even more accessible. So all that is available. Again, it's a main street. It's a downtown Delaware. First Friday tonight, game night is the theme, 6 to 9 p.m. Think of it as a street festival and lots of fun and something you don't want to miss. Hey, and while you're downtown, I saw Pots for Purpose. Talk to me a little bit about that in the time we have left, but a great way to accentuate and beautify the downtown.
Yeah, so if you are walking downtown, you'll see a variety of different planters that we work with the city to get planted. But what a lot of people don't know at that is you're a family, you're an individual, you're a business, that you can sponsor one of those pots. And within that, you will get a little plaque that has your business name, your family name, whatever you would like on it. And these will be up for the remainder of the year. So it's great to kind of adopt a pot, have that. This money goes back for future beautification projects within the downtown. And you can adopt your own pot if you go to mainstreetdelaware.com, and we have more information there for you to register.
So awesome. So lots to see and do downtown, and get down there tonight. It's going to be a nice night. Bring some friends and have fun in downtown Delaware. There's nothing like it, right?
Nothing like it. One of a kind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I got to stay up close to the microphone.
That's right. That's right. We want to hear that beautiful voice. So, Robert, I don't need to hear your beautiful voice as much.
But. No, I was having flashbacks about all the pot I adopted back in college.
But I wondered if you were going there. I wondered if you were going
there. Hold on. I got the rim shot ready.
Right on cue.
There you go.
When you were young and irresponsible, you were young and irresponsible. Hey, just leave it there. Right?
Now I'm just irresponsible.
Right. All right. Well, we will let the ladies go. They got a lot of planning to do for First Friday tonight. Bob, when he comes out of rehab, will join us next week for another edition of Delaware City Digest.